When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
It's the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. We got a full house today. I love this. We're finally getting our money's worth. In the other studio is Scotty B. Hi, Scotty.
Hi.
Don't go far. We're about to yell at you.
Uh-oh.
Also, Gandhi's here, and there's Scary, and there's Garrett at the tip of the long penile-shaped table.
As always.
Our special guest, Andrew.
Andrew!
We're going to abuse him.
Yes!
Danielle is here.
Hello.
And there's Straight Nate, and hi. All right, let's just get it out of the way. There is a pretty successful podcast under our umbrella of podcasts called Serial Killers.
Shoot.
And it's been going on for how long, Scotty?
Almost four years.
Mm-hmm. A lot of cereal.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So, yeah, so Scotty B. and Andrew have been co-hosting Serial Killers for a long time. Yeah.
And Bowl Chat, which is like their little spin-off series.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, but let's talk about what do you want to call it? The big podcast.
The main foundation.
Not the companion, the main.
Yeah, the main podcast.
Yeah.
Serial Killers. Why aren't you doing it anymore with Scotty? Okay, that was my question. Let me make sure that's hanging around, and let's go to Scotty. Scotty, what is going on with your podcast? Because now Andrew's not showing up.
I just feel like he is not making time for it anymore and neglecting it a little bit. I understand that he's a very busy guy. He had to get that fabulous haircut yesterday, so he wasn't able to be here. But he's got a lot to do. He needs to be able to juggle his things better. That's all.
Wow.
Don't we all need to juggle our things a little better?
Yeah. Andrew.
I have a visual.
All right, so
response.
Okay. Because it's like a baby or a pet. Once you start it, you got to feed it.
His excuse is he always doesn't want to upset you. Like, you have things for him to do, and he can't be in here doing a podcast, and then you saying, Andrew, and then he can't say no to you. That's what he says.
No, you have to say yes to all of these things.
So, yes, off the back of that, I would like to say that I do make time. I just ask you for 10:30 or 10:45, and by that time, you're like, no. and then you leave.
That's really not true. I'm not going to argue with you.
See, this is the shutdown.
No. That's an argument.
That's a deflection tactic.
You know what it is?
I know that.
There's some gaslighting going on.
10:30. 10:30 is fine, but you're sitting at your desk looking at Instagram at 10:30.
I don't have Instagram on my computer.
Meetings, lunch, whatever. Look, I don't care.
It's just at lunch?
Wait,
what
are you
saying? Why can't you guys have a set time every week?
Yes, please.
Right after the show, 10:30. You knock it out on a Wednesday.
Why?
I would say that sounds great. I love that idea. But I send out a newsletter that goes out to everybody.
You can do it after.
I like making sure it's done the minute the show is over.
It's so actually great that it goes out early.
Yeah, thank you. So I'd like to get some
tasks
done.
I don't look at it till the night time, so that's okay.
May I make a suggestion? As somebody who's had growing pains with his own podcast, move it to home. Do it over Zoom. In the comfort of your own home.
It's not the same.
You're not eating cereal over Zoom.
It's not the same.
They need to do it here, and I'll tell you why. They're both here every single morning. Yeah. That's a level of consistency that they need. They're both here. Yeah. So take advantage of the fact that you're both here and go and... Okay, so here's what happened. So yesterday, I felt sorry for Scotty because he was moping around.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm like, what's wrong, Scotty? Well, because our podcast, it used to be like a lot of fun to do it. Now, Andrea doesn't want to do it anymore. I said, I will do it with you. So I sat in for you on the Serial Killers podcast yesterday. It's never going to be as good as when you two are together because you guys bicker like a bunch of old bitches. We just had like a really good tasting cereal podcast.
Yeah, we just ate.
I will say the internal rage inside of me is screaming right now.
So let it out.
Because I recorded 2 days in a row with you. And now it's like, no one's here for me. I'm alone. Like, get over it, dude. But, I don't know what to tell you. I'm making time.
But something's not right because you did it. You sat in. I know Nate sat in. Yeah. Okay. I've sat in for you, Andrew.
That's three episodes.
Wait, hold on. We're all sitting in. When do you work?
Working with him. Oh. I recorded like the last three Serial Killers, and we're even ahead on Serial Killers.
No, we're really not. And then we missed
3 weeks. Can you count? That's 3 weeks.
This feels like guest week on the Kelly Ripa show. Someone's out.
I will tell you one guest that hasn't sat on any episode of Serial Killers. You're looking at him right in here.
Oh, that's just because
gluten intolerance.
All gluten and all sugar.
There's too much gluten for you.
There are at least four boxes of cereal in there. So as much as Scotty wants to blame Andrew for like, oh, you don't love me anymore. You don't even talk to me about it.
That's a whole other thing. I can never look at you the same way because you took a dump earlier and I had to hear it because I walked in and there's no music in the bathroom.
Is this a new flavor of cereal that we're hearing about?
Well, here we go. You know what? You creeper, because that's
the only creeping.
Way. You saw my shoes.
Wait, hold on. What does this have to do with anything? Him taking a poop.
Well, I can never have him sit in with me because that's all I'm going to think about.
You're like Matt Damon on Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah. You're never going
to
be on
Scotty
alone.
Always does
Wait, hold on. We're supposed to be beating up Andrew.
No, we're beating up Scotty now.
No.
It always goes back. Oh, back to Scotty. I would like to... circle back. We could put a pin in.
Don't hit the table.
Yeah.
Because it makes noise to the microphones.
You talk with your hands a lot. I walk in the other day to record with him. A microwave sitting on the table where I'm supposed to be recording. 17 cereal boxes sitting there, and he goes, "I'm ready." How are you ready? That's a whole microwave I have to sit in front of.
But the microphones were there and ready to go.
I have a microwave in front of me.
Who cares? It still sounds the same.
Yeah, a podcast is more than just camera. It's also audio.
Right. But comfort. Hello.
Also, I may also just say that there were two episodes completely missed over the last 2 weeks. Just nothing there.
What?
All right. So, in other words, we have a problem here.
Yes.
I know that you have a lot of responsibilities, Andrew, but tough titties, baby.
Is this an intervention?
No, it's like, get in there and do this. This is a great serial. I'm saying, as your friend, you're fucking up a good thing.
And I'm going
to do it for yourself,
I
man.
I am doing it.
Be in there.
I am. I don't know why he
Look,
keeps saying
I feel
that
for
I'm
my
not.
Friend. I love you, and you just have too much on your plate. You really do.
Yes, this is an intervention.
And none of it is cereal.
If there needs to be any intervention, it needs to be, we got to stop you from hoarding. Let's talk about
that. That has nothing to do with hoarding.
Now I think you need an assistant, or you need to start delegating responsibility.
That's deflecting. Andrew, you are triangulating.
Oh, here we go.
I think what Sky's looking for is a rededication.
It is. It's already dedicated. This week we had a Serial Killers, which I was on. A Bull Chat, which I was on. Next week, I'm on a Serial Killers,
which I'm on. You're hitting the furniture.
I'm on a serial killers, which I'm on, and then a bowl chat, which I plan to do with you next week.
Plan
so
to.
What's
let's
the
see.
Problem?
Let's
okay. See. We've accomplished nothing.
Nothing.
Here. Nothing.
You know it's been accomplished already. I'm already doing it. So he's just saying things.
You need to
that
do
make
more
no
of
sense.
It.
You remember that old radio bit that they used to do where they have the two jocks in like the big inflatable sumo costume? I think these two need to duke it out.
Oh, the sumo, no. The sumo wrestler thing.
No.
Oh,
we have room.
Will shatter into 1,000 pieces.
Yeah, Andrew will take me out.
And I will welcome Andrew, that
change.
You're missing the whole point. We need serial killer podcasts on a regular basis. And for it's sure. a good podcast,
yes.
And you are shirking your responsibility, and that's the end of it.
But can I just get one more point? Can I just get one point?
Yes, what?
It's happening. I'm doing it. He's just making things up for pity.
You missed two full episodes.
I hear what you're saying.
I've missed every episode.
We are clapping.
You're gluten-free.
You
can't
me.
Do this. You're gluten-free.
Half of the cereals they make are gluten-free.
It
so
tastes like crap, though, so that's not even a review.
No, Cocoa Pebbles is gluten-free.
That's not
I'll
true.
Give
no, I like
oh,
gluten-free
really?
Cereals. Are fine.
Exactly,
really?
And they're sitting in the studio, and I'm sitting around going, hey, so okay. what's everybody
okay,
doing?
So we've accomplished what have we accomplished?
I'm you recording too? With him. He just needs to stop being maybe a little baby back bitch. That's all.
Oh, yeah. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
You agree?
Yeah.
Scotty's being a little bitch?
I think Scotty is being a little bit of a bitch about this because Andrew is super busy, and if Scotty could stick around for just a little bit longer, he would do the podcast.
Thank you.
But Scotty's like, no, I have to go home right now because traffic. And you know Scotty's very like rigid and regimented about things.
He is the furthest to drive.
Like
he has
change.
Kids at home. He's got things to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, he does, sure. But then he can't bitch that Andrew has things to do, too.
Andrew has no kids.
But they both have things to do.
But he can do those Andrew. Things later.
Andrew can...
But why can't we have a set time? I just don't understand
I figured it out.
10:30 on Tuesdays.
Figured it out. You come in at 4 a.m., Andrew. You guys knock these podcasts out. 4 a.m., both of you.
Great compromise. Yeah. Compromises mean nobody's happy.
4 a.m. Who votes 4 a.m. for Sarah? Opposed.
Yay. I'd rather not.
What else is on our list today? Thank you, Andrew.
Speakers in the bathroom.
Okay.
What? Speakers in the bathroom.
It's a communal bathroom. You can't have speakers in the bathroom.
Why not?
Every station uses that bathroom.
No, I don't care what we listen to. There needs to be some sort of sound in there.
He doesn't want to hear sounds from the stall.
Oh, you don't want to hear with him.
Then don't go to the bathroom. Then don't go to the bathroom.
It's awkward, that's all.
Is it?
See, okay. This comes back to another problem, and it's Scotty's problem. So who's really the problem at hand here? It's Scotty.
You're all a bunch of fucking
Do you
problems.
Like to you shit in front of people? Do you like people
Look,
listening to
is,
you?
Scotty, this is disgusting.
So how about that song stuff we were talking about earlier?
I'm out.
I'm out. If it's not about poopies,
now
out.
You're being a little bitch.
Baby back bitch.
Baby back bitch.
Okay, I'm back
what
in.
Thing you're talking about?
Oh, we were talking about songs and food, and where were we going to get
songs that are about things you didn't think they were about?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Peaches.
Like Stir Fry. Nate found out today it's actually about cooking crack. He thought it was about Stir Fry.
Yeah.
He How thought is... the Migos were singing about the Stir Fry.
Oh, and cherry pie.
Sam Smith talking about going to the body shop. It's not a Namco. They're not fixing your brakes and getting that dent out of your.
So if I talk to somebody that's in the business of making crack and I say, hey, could use a little stir fry, will I get crack? How does this work?
No, I don't think you're going to be talking to the people who make the crack.
I think that will immediately get me beaten up.
If you sell crack, if you sell crack, then you'll talk to the people who fry the crack. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. The first time I heard Watermelon Sugar from Harry Styles, I really thought it was as innocent as eating a fruit.
And
You know,
and Cake
do
by
your
the
own
Ocean
search.
Is about sex by the ocean, right? Oh, truffle butter really sent me.
Ooh, truffle butter.
My mom asked disgusting. Me about those lyrics. I remember the first time I heard it, I was like, I love truffle butter. And my boyfriend at the time looked at me and said, don't say that. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, but is there actually truffle butter?
Yes,
yeah,
there is.
There is, right?
Yeah.
Is I love truffle butter.
Yeah.
It's better than. You can get truffle oil, which is. Truffle butter is great.
One time they pulled it out of the refrigerator in Whole Foods, took a picture of it, and I sent it to my girlfriend. I'm like, and that's all. But it was real. It's real. It's a real product.
I just said that.
Yeah.
I use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were here, right?
I don't know who. What?
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
You sent it to your girlfriend and it
went. So I had no idea. Like Slide by the Goo Goo Dolls apparently is about abortion.
Oh,
didn't
same
know
with
that.
The Brick.
What?
Brick. Ben Folds.
Yeah. 6 a.m. day after Christmas.
Six a.m.
Wow.
Day after Christmas.
Yeah, listen to the lyrics.
Oh, yeah, it's Brit.
About
an abortion.
Yeah, well, a lot of these songs are about things you should be investigating.
Can we have
the
happy
lyrics.
Songs?
What?
Can we have happy songs, please?
No, not allowed. happiness is not the emotion. There's only like a handful of really good happy songs.
I don't think happy songs do as well as sad songs.
True.
Okay.
Except that Justin Timberlake.
I can feel it.
And Happy by Pharrell.
Pretty much about happy.
Two songs.
Hey, let's start the show with Happy Tomorrow. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Did you know the Macarena is about cheating on your boyfriend? Had no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Apparently, I'm looking
Shut up. I broke up to my girlfriend about that song. That's so crazy. I didn't even know that.
Wait, how did you break up with your girlfriend over Macarena?
Well, were you doing the dance?
Yes.
We were in Cancun, and I didn't want to do the dance, so she went down to the pool to do the dance because everybody was doing it there, and she was like hooking up with this guy down there that taught her the dance.
She hooked up with him, or you thought she hooked up with him?
She hooked up with the Macarena.
She was very close to him. Well, yeah, so and then we got into a fight, and then she stole my credit card. It was a whole thing.
What's your definition of hooked up? They were grinding?
I mean, she was all up on him. She didn't make out with him, but she was all up on him, and I was watching from my hotel room.
That's creepy.
Oh, my yeah. God.
Why didn't you just go down there? Why didn't you just go down there with her?
Because I didn't want to learn the Macarena. I was angry.
This sounds like a you problem, Scotty. Scotty, yeah. Move her into the arms of another man.
Please. This is so you.
With your credit card.
Reality show on the way.
Scotty, the reality show.
Jesus. All right, we got to get out of here. I'm not quite sure what we accomplished, but
I'm going to the store to buy some truffle butter.
See you then.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.